The damning results of a survey of early childhood education teachers has come as no surprise to an advocate who wants the system overhauled. A quarter of the 4,000 teachers surveyed said they wouldn't send their own children to what they say are crowded and understaffed centres. Mike Bedford is a specialist in early learning environments and is with us now. Kia ora, Mike.
Kia ora, Celia.
The conditions are driving teachers out of the profession.
Absolutely. And look, this is no surprise. This has been something that's been coming for more than a decade. And Child Forum have been doggedly putting out these surveys. They've done a fantastic job since, I think, the first one I'm aware of is 2014, showing exactly the same results that we're seeing from this 4,000 teacher survey.
Why is there a problem? Is there essentially a problem in the whole way it's set up?
Yes. Look, there's three particular problems. One is that we have appallingly poor quality regulations, and that's what is one of the drivers behind the gross overcrowding, which results in noise, which results in behaviour problems from children. But the other thing is that the licensing system encourages that. So the licensing system at the moment is stacked with perverse incentives. And what we need to do is to move away from licensing to a contracting system that would make the government effectively the provider for the nation, but not by buying services or anything like that, but rather by having that contractual relationship that says if it's poor quality, you don't get the contract. But at the moment, we're feeding a system that is effectively putting children into barn-raised environments in very poor conditions, and it's damaging teachers. We've got teachers with high injury rates, high stress rates, on top of being badly paid. And so if we look at the history of it, the end game after all of that stress teachers have been through is that they leave. And that's what's happening. Teachers are just leaving the sector because of the conditions.
When you talk about perverse incentives, can you give me an example of what you mean?
Yeah, well, the revenue stream for childcare in the current situation is child dollars per square metre per hour, per day, per year. In other words, to make money, you jam as many children into the smallest space that you can, which under our regulations is very small, and you minimise staff costs, you minimise consumables, so you keep your food costs down. I mean, I've heard of children, this came from a reliever in a centre, saying children were being denied water so they wouldn't use another nappy. This is what you get when...
But don't parents... hang on a minute. Don't parents provide nappies to ECE? That was certainly what happened back in the day that I was sending kids there.
No, not necessarily. So it depends on the system and the individual centre. But this was a situation, as I say, that was reported by a reliever. But that's just one example. I mean, I'm aware of very low provision of food costs, like, you know, a couple of dollars a day for children for food.
But again, a lot of centres mean or certainly require that a child is sent with a lunchbox, including for snacks.
That can happen, but there are many centres that are providing the food, and so the budgets are kept low. So what this is all part of is a system of keeping the costs as low as you can. Another area that you see this is an outdoor area spaces. First of all, spaces that can be too small for a child to be allowed to run. So you get children told to use walking feet outside. But what you've got is all artificial surfaces because they're low maintenance.
Thank you.
But a lot of this comes back to overcrowding, and overcrowding has so many effects on children and teachers.
Look, thank you very much for your time, Mike Bedford there.